Research. Introducing the new PSPA Fellow, Dr. Rob Durkin. As part of our commitment to supporting the rising stars of PSP and CBD research, we recently awarded our third Sarah Coe Fellowship. Dr. Rob Durkin shares details of his three-year study, which is funded by PSPA. Hello, I'm Rob. I'm an Irish neurologist and I've recently received funding from PSPA to undertake a PhD at the University of Cambridge, working towards new treatments for people living with PSP as the charity's Sarah Coe Research Fellow. To help research into effective treatments for PSP and CBD, I recently moved to the Cambridge Centre for Parkinson Plus. PSP and CBD can be very challenging conditions for patients and caregivers. Better diagnosis and treatment are urgently required and are in sight with recent advances. I'm extremely grateful to PSPA for supporting my research over the next 3 years. My research will focus on a chemical called noradrenaline. It is the brain's natural form of adrenaline, our fight-or-flight hormone. Noradrenaline is necessary for many aspects of thinking and behaviour, including motivation, attention, decision-making, multitasking, and sleep, amongst other things. It is produced in a small area in the base of the brain called the locus coeruleus. This bit of the brain is badly damaged by PSP. The PSP junk protein, we call tau, builds up early on in the locus coeruleus. By the end of the illness, as much as 90% of this critical brain area has been lost. The damage is quite severe, even at the time of first symptoms. We think this damage to noradrenaline production in the brain causes the behavioural and personality changes that families often notice. Apathy, for example, is strongly linked to the loss of noradrenaline. Apathy and impulsivity are bothersome symptoms for people living with the conditions and their families. They can cause conflict and stress and are associated with poorer outcomes. So treatment could help in many ways. A person living with PSP may be less aware of these changes, but they are still important. For example, they affect care needs and predict how fast or slow the illness moves. By boosting noradrenaline, we might improve cognition and well-being in people with PSP. This is the aim of the noradrenaline treatment of apathy and impulsivity in participants with PSP syndrome, NORAPS trial, that is currently running at several sites across the UK. One of the challenges for this research is that people vary so much from each other. This has an impact on whether someone is likely to respond to a noradrenaline-type treatment. Part of my research is to understand this variation and get ways to predict who will respond to medication. To do this, we need to measure how much noradrenaline capacity remains in people living with PSP. The noradrenaline center in the brain, called the locus coeruleus, is hard to measure. It is tiny, not much bigger than a couple of grains of rice. Using specialist MRI scans developed in Cambridge, we can now accurately measure it. We can also measure the chemical capacity of the brain using another type of scanner called PET. My research, funded by PSPA, has three aims. First of all, to use novel PET scanning and powerful ultra-high field MRI scanning to measure the locus coeruleus noradrenaline capacity in people with PSP. Second, I will relate individual differences in the noradrenaline capacity to people's own symptoms. Third, I will look at how this variation from person to person affects the benefit of a noradrenaline-boosting drug called atomoxetine, which is being used in the NORAPS clinical trial to treat apathy and impulsivity. The NORAPS trial is up and running in the UK, with two sites open and at least three more due to go live in the summer. I am thrilled to be part of such an exciting study. We are hopeful the study will be successful based on laboratory studies with people affected by PSP and Parkinson's disease, and the benefit effect of noradrenergic medicines in other diseases like Alzheimer's disease and childhood attention deficit disorder. To know if it helps in PSP, each person gets 2 months on atomoxetine and 2 months on a dummy pill. The participant and the research team are blinded to the order of treatment, so people are not biased in the reporting of effects of the medication. If it works, the medication could be a valuable addition to current treatment options. Find out more. If you would like to know more about NORAPS across the UK, or the PET or MRI brain scanning studies in Cambridge, please do get in touch. My email is rd693@medschl.cam.ac.uk.